All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I hate to break the fishing news up, Ramchuk, but I'd like to speak about the ice hockey.
Congratulations, you're one of the 13 listeners of the Real Life Podcast.
We just traded a migraine in for like an orgasm.
Might want to mark that down, Ramchuk.
Yep. All of my projects are on schedule until they're not.
A member of the Nation Network of Podcasts.
About as funny as we're going to get today.
Monday afternoon. No Tyler. He dead. I killed him.
No Chalmers. He dead.
We killed him. We buried him in the yard.
So many deaths.
Yep.
Liam's here.
Not dead.
Yet.
Also known as Lehman.
Mm-hmm.
That's picking up steam too.
Lehman?
A Lehman. Not a Lehman. I don't know. I said a Lehman.
Lehman.
Would you like me to tell you why?
I need to know why.
So when I go to my girlfriend's barber's house for the first time.
Hold on.
Baba or barber?
Barber, like
Ukrainian hair place?
Ukrainian grandma.
Oh, wow. I legitimately thought barber.
Baba, yeah. It sounded like barber again.
I'm like, clearly he gets his hair cut at a residence.
It's not Dorso, it's Dorso.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
So I go there and I'm there all day, and this is the first time I've met her. And we're having dinner. I'm having a full-on conversation with her. And then the phone rings. So she goes to pick up the phone and she's like listing off everyone who's there. So she's going through the family, and then she gets to my name and she couldn't remember my name. So she just goes, and Lehman's here.
Oh,
so since then, for 3 years straight, I've just been Lehman in that family now. So there you go.
So we started calling him Lehman on Oilers Nation Radio, and it's starting to pick up.
Yeah. So actually we listened to that episode on the way back from Jasper after you guys announced that we were engaged.
Well, so,
who doesn't go to Jasper to get engaged?
Well, and also, like, Tyler. We kept saying Tyler was getting engaged every time he left, but now he is engaged, so it's not fun anymore.
Yeah, we got to focus that energy.
So now Lehman's engaged.
Now it's me. So she heard Lehman, and she was very happy to hear it. So it's good. We're all
you
good.
You guys hear, though, that Amber's pregnant?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's why Tyler's not here today.
That's why he's not here today, because he's
a rushed engagement.
He's at the crib store.
They're actually getting married.
It's not a good wedding. I heard the pregnancy is just so far along, you wouldn't even believe it.
Today's episode of Real Life is brought to you by DoorDash. For a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION25. That's 25% off, up to $10 value. Zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the promo code NATION25. Offer valid in Canada, subject to change. Terms do apply. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Barber.
How are you supposed to say it?
Baba. You just got English. I feel like R in there.
I feel like I'm talking about like Forrest Gump.
Well, Brits and like, Australians like to just mix in an R and maybe some different words. Massachusetts, yeah.
So when I was in Jasper this weekend, so my last name has two R's. So every time I say it's like H-O-R-R-O-B-I-N. And nobody, like most of the time, people cannot pick it up, especially when I'm booking a reservation. So the lady at the restaurant I was at over the weekend literally was like, I have no idea what you're saying to me. And just turned the screen around and made me type in my own name
Say your name.
Horobin. Horobin.
Horobin.
Yeah, okay.
I have to sound it out because they can't spell it.
You're going to have to start doing that thing where you go like... R as in Rita. R as in Rita.
I said Romeo, R for Roger.
Romeo.
Military call.
Is that read is it Romeo? Military letters.
I thought it was Roger.
No.
Because I said R for Roger. And she's like, I don't know what that Romeo means.
Well, you know what Roger meant? You went R for Roger. She goes, I don't know what that means.
She goes, you are confusing me, sir.
Yeah. I take pride on trying to stay in the military call sign. I try. I try, but I fuck up the letters, like postal codes and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I try, but I fuck up the letters. I don't know which ones are assigned to which, so I just make up my own and hope it's right.
Kilo.
Yeah.
It's Kilo.
Really?
Like, yeah. I know T Tango. That's the one I know. Yeah. Kilo.
Foxtrot. Well, yeah, Foxtrot. Obviously it's military.
C is Charlie.
Yep.
Q is Quebec.
Is it really?
Yeah. I made the list.
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
What's Z? Zebra?
Zeta?
It might
Catherine Zeta Jones?
Yeah. I don't know what Z is, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm. I have another R story. So one time I went to Dairy Queen and I was ordering, this was a long time ago, I was ordering a Smarties Blizzard.
And I like how you say Smarties.
She couldn't understand what I was saying and I had to spell out the entire word for her. And I thought, well, that's not very smart of you at all. If I had to spell out the entire word of Smarties for you to pick up that I wanted a Smarties Blizzard.
It's lovely. So
my Aussie buddy at Stampede, but I think it was getting cigarettes and a lighter. They gave him cigarettes and a lotto ticket.
Yeah, I remember that. And a lotto. He's Australian.
Fun with accents. Wanya, you had an eventful weekend you wanted to talk about.
Oh, poop phone?
You just prefaced it by saying two words, poop phone.
I said, we should call this one poop phone.
Yeah.
Well, I guess part of this story is going to be relatable to the 12 listeners of Real Life who have children or potentially small people running around their house. But... Juanie Jr., let's just say it was irregular this weekend. Oh. So to fix things, what you do is you put him on the throne with his own show. I want to watch a show on the phone. Of course you can. And then you just leave him to his business. Just leave him. Oh, no. He'll relax. Oh, no. No laxatives required. No. It's all good times. Right? Oh, no. So I'm like doing stuff and he's in there and he's chill, right? And I like poke my head around, like, everything cool? Yeah. Any action? Nope. All right. Well, give the man his privacy. You don't need to be in his grill, I say to myself. So then I'm doing something and I hear, I'm all done. All right, great. So I go in the bathroom and this is kind of a visual joke, but he's sitting there like this. Right?
So he's got the two hands on the chin.
Yeah. And he's smiling.
The thinker's pose.
Yeah.
I go, where's the phone? And he just goes and points
to the toilet. Yeah.
To the toilet.
To the target.
And I go, oh, and I'm trying to stay calm, you know, leadership and all. Yep. Oh, and I look in the bowl and bless his heart, he'd gone to the bathroom. So we're winning.
Mm.
And the phone looked like an egg in a nest.
Oh, no.
Poop phone.
No.
So calmly, I'm like, oh, the phone fell in. Yeah, you didn't say anything. Just blinks and looks at me. Like most kids would say, the phone fell in. Somebody get the fuck in here. Help me. Juanie Jr. Cool. Cool as ice. So I fish the phone out. And I'm like, there's a lot wrong with this phone right now.
What was the pre-thought going to fish the phone out? Where like you'd thinking of tactics, like, do I have tongs I can grab? Like, what's the thought here?
Just stay cool. Cause I don't want to like
probably enough exposed that hasn't touched the poo that you can grab it with.
Well, he hadn't gone in a while.
Oh.
So it truly it was a massive poo. Mm. Poop phone. So I'm staying calm. I'm like, hey man, you know? And I'm thinking to myself, okay, this has been underwater and it's mostly made of poop. So I take the cover off and I like kind of clean it or whatever. And then I'm just like, okay, we're just going to leave it. And that's the end of the day. That's the end of our broadcast day. So we go to bed. And at like 4 a.m, I hear this little voice. Daddy, daddy, it's a big man summoning me. Daddy. So I go downstairs and he's just sitting there in his bed. And he goes, sorry about the poop phone. I'm like, did you just apologize to me in the middle of the night for dropping my phone and shit about 8 hours ago? Daddy? Yeah. Sorry for the poop phone. And then in the morning, normally he likes to watch television in the morning on the phone. And I was like, hey man, you want to watch a show on the phone while we eat breakfast? No. Why? Poop phone. And I was like, yeah, you're not wrong. So
you had a crisis of conscience there in the middle of the night.
Poop phone. No, he wasn't crying.
He wanted to offer his condolences.
Yeah, sorry about poop phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, so I'm not going to throw this phone out.
Is that the phone right there?
No,
that I'm looking at?
It's out there. I don't want it in the room. Poop phone. Right. I got two phones, but that was good. Not getting mad. If I dropped my dad's imaginary iPhone in the toilet when I was 3 years old, I'd have got it in so much trouble.
Oh yeah.
But I was cool as ice. He was calm. Everybody's cool. Poop phone.
Well,
don't ask to borrow my phone.
Yeah.
Ever again.
Yeah.
You'll always have that memory now every time you pick up a phone.
I know.
Of course.
Also, did you get yourself like a new pair of AirPods or something? Just in case, a lot of phone calls going on over at Castle Wanya.
I know, but I could throw it out. Like I put soap on it and I left it out and there's no problem with charging.
I saw this.
It knows.
This post on Insta and I think it's there's a McDonald's in Japan or Korea and you go in there and by the sink, there's a little slot you can put your phone in and it goes in and cleans your phone.
So in Japan, in a lot of stalls, there's the toilet paper dispenser and then there's like this mini paper, like a hand towel dispenser. And it's like really tiny paper. And that's to clean your phone while you sit in the toilet.
Phone culture is real.
Yeah.
Phone is life.
Japan would not handle poop phone.
Is not.
I imagine Japan would have like a system for poop phone. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like a protocol.
Yeah.
Do you know they sell more diapers for adults than they do kids in Japan now?
That is depressing.
Jeez.
Well, it's just good living. You know, it's
efficiency. Wow. You know, there's a lot of festival goers.
A lot of fish. It's very efficient.
Even if medically you don't need one, at some point you're just like, you know what? I can get one. Why don't I live like that?
Can get one, should get one.
Might get one.
When I was going to Nate, I was doing a presentation of my sales class and I peed in an adult diaper just to see how much it could hold. It's a lot.
That's commitment to the bit. That was in front of the class?
Research? It wasn't in the class, but I did it at home in the shower. I want to know. It's at least a full tank.
So you could convince yourself, like to me, it'd be tough to convince yourself to pee.
No, I didn't have that issue.
He's a freak.
I was ready to go and I came up with a plan and I executed.
Now, if you'd come to the front of the class to make a presentation wearing only an adult diaper and then stood their hands on hips and went, I'd have given you an A.
Were you pitching adult diapers?
Yeah. Yes.
It's a German class. He did that. I'd give him an A.
Yes, I was pitching adult diapers in my sales class. But I had a liter of water that I colored yellow that I poured into the diaper and held it over my head in the class.
And what were you selling?
A liter?
Oh, easy.
It was everyone should get down to adult diapers. What was the crux of your presentation?
I don't remember, but probably.
If you need them, buy these.
If you need them, these are the ones, I think.
Room full of college age kids.
Yeah.
So you picked the most random thing to sell.
Yeah.
That was Did you work backwards from what would be the funniest thing to show kids?
Probably.
Yeah. This was early bag probably. Milk. He played to the crowd. Mm-hmm. He knew. That was great.
That was play. Oh, I nailed it. Yeah, come on. You got a presentation. You hold a liter of piss looking liquid above your head in an adult diaper. No drips. Everybody's having a good time. I also gave samples to the entire class.
Of pee?
Well, of course.
You gave everyone an adult diaper?
Yeah, everybody got one. A little parting gift.
A little swag. That's good salesmanship.
See?
Any reviews from the class?
No one goes home empty-handed.
No one gave a review, but I think there's a class full of liars. I guarantee at least one did.
Oh, for sure.
Giving me an adult diaper and I'm college age.
And I just did a presentation about how you can unload the tank in there and it's still leak-free. Come on.
Well, the Hardo Festa concert goers will rock them.
Yeah.
Crush beers and not lose their spot.
My is that favorite. True?
That is true, yeah.
Who?
So on the Howard Stern show, there's a guy named Richard Christie that every concert he goes to, he wears an adult diaper so he doesn't miss a song.
Yeah.
Must be a treat with the ladies.
And he wants to, well, he's married. I think he's married.
Yeah.
Yeah. Married. Babe, I believe.
Yeah, she is.
What on earth?
Yeah. It's Kansas City living right there.
Yeah. That baby fetish.
You know, sometimes you just let it go. Listen, if Mr. Brightside comes on, I'm not leaving.
Mr. Price.
That's right.
If I'm at the killer show, Mr. Brightside comes on.
Why is
I'm
Lehman
going
laughing extra about Mr. Brightside or something there? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Should I just say it?
Yeah, I think
I can say it. So we were talking about if there was a white person anthem song.
Yeah.
And we were thinking
like
about
the ones
what
that gets
be.
The people going.
Yeah. And I said, you're a sporting event. And then all of a sudden I learned, please rise for the white person anthem.
You don't think it's Ice Ice Baby?
I think Mr. Brightside would.
Mr. Brightside.
With
smashes.
This era.
Yep.
Generational thing.
Everybody's like, when it's like coming ice, out of my cage ice, and I'll be doing just fine. Everybody's fired up.
Ice Ice Baby would be.
It
would
80s white people anthem, Living on a Prayer.
Of yeah. Oh,
90s
yeah.
white people anthem, Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
Mm-hmm. Also a Neil Diamond song, Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline. Oh,
yeah. Love Sweet Caroline.
Yeah. That one's a spans generations, that one.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Lehman.
You don't think it would be Mr. You don't think I would take the crown?
I think it's a great pick.
I think it's in the conversation.
Has to be.
Let us know.
It gets me moving every time.
You go into a bar and Mr. Brightside comes on, the whole place goes bananas. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
These are the facts as displayed.
Could do that Creed song too. What's it called?
Higher.
Which one?
Yeah.
All of them.
Which anthem?
I just remember when we were in Arizona and we were at the, what was that bar called? Devil's Advocate.
Yeah.
And that came on and everybody started singing.
You know what? Creed is making a comeback in a big way in 2024. And I love to see it.
Yeah. Like an ironic comeback.
Yeah. Like we're having a good time, but I wonder if they're in on the joke or they're just like, our popularity is soaring in 2024.
The checks cash the same.
Don't matter.
If your shit takes off. Question about things taking off online. Is TikTok a different experience with no UMG music?
Oh, I haven't even noticed.
Really?
I've been on TikTok in a while, actually. My algorithm's all fucked, so it's not enjoyable to me right now.
I see.
You know?
I don't have TikTok.
I see. Okay. Because I know that they took all the music off. I was just wondering if that... like
oh, no music?
From UMG. So the biggest music catalog in the world said, TikTok doesn't pay enough. We're not doing it anymore. And they pulled Bieber. They pulled everybody.
Oh, that's interesting.
So if you upload...
Oh, so that makes sense. I had a video of my dog Frank on my TikTok and it was one of my bigger videos that I've had on there. I don't post on TikTok, but I got a notification. The music got wiped. Now I know why. Music rights are wild online. You know,
to have the
sometimes
like,
they're there and then they're not
to have the juice to like tell the world record labels to get bent. You have to be impressed.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
So there's just like no popular music on there anymore. Or just for very little.
UMG. Mm. All right. So Bieber, Ariana Grande, Taylor Swizz,
all the hits,
Taylor Swift. Wow. Mm.
Universal Music Group.
The Killers still around?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
They aren't good enough for UMG.
Yeah, Killers are going to be in there for sure.
I saw an article on Daily Mail over the weekend that said that one of the Gallagher boys, I think the older one, he now is like a vegan and he has to do all this stuff because Father Time caught up to him and he's been getting too fucked up his whole life. Now he's like, no, every day is a blessing. Now it's vegan this and doesn't look the same.
Well.
Other one.
Liam Gallagher.
Oh, Liam Gallagher.
Liam Gallagher.
Liam
Gallagher.
There he is.
He does not look like that anymore. That's how he looks now.
Revealed. Getting back to reality.
Yep.
By the Daily Mail. There you go. And he's only 51.
Come on, Oasis. Pull it together. Get back together.
Well, get back together.
He'll come back.
I tried to watch that documentary that you told me to watch. And it was just like...
Is it an Oasis documentary?
Yeah. And it was just like, boy, those boys sure don't like each other. And that was the whole documentary. And I was like, well, who gives a fuck?
That's another song that gets entered into the...
Wonderwall?
Yes. Wonderwall?
Yeah.
It's the campfire anthem. You give a guy a guitar at a campfire, if he knows Wonderwall, it's coming out.
Don't Look Back in Anger would be another one from them that just smashes.
They had some...
They've got huge
classics.
We had about a 20-minute discourse out there that one day talking about how mad we were that they couldn't keep their shit together.
Nobody wants to see Noel Gallagher and the High Flying Birds.
Nobody wants to see this shit.
Mm-mm. Even if he's playing the Oasis tunes, it's not the same.
They don't have to talk to each other. When we went to Tool, one guy was hiding in a cube on the back, right? Yeah. Well, the Gallagher boys could have a division right up the middle of the stage and two full bands, and I wouldn't give a flying fuck. They could come out with eight guys.
Just look at the Rolling Stones. Those guys haven't talked to each other in decades.
Years. Keith Richards had been dead since 1986.
They get out there when the tour starts, though.
They just bring them out like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, I'm surprised a hologram people aren't bigger thing after the Tupac hologram, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah.
I thought really you disappeared after that. Like
hologram Tupac concert.
They did hologram MJ.
Yeah.
Does he look better now?
Well, I don't know. They can only do so much with holograms.
Mm.
But they do have a hologram MJ tour. I think he's a resident somewhere in Vegas.
Hologram Tupac was.
I could see that at like one of the hilarious casinos.
Well, no. The big money. Oh, you're going to get hologram MJ? Oh,
That was in 2012, hologram Tupac.
Really?
Really?
We've had no significant movement in the hologram.
It's true. Remember
series.
How that year during the presidential
Maybe
election,
it wasn't a hologram.
Will.i.am popped into CNN as a 3D hologram. Do you remember that?
Yeah. No.
He's like, hello. I thought this was going to be the future. Everybody was going to be hologram.
Will we all be going to see Prince? You know what I mean? Hologram Prince. I'd go see that.
There is an Amy Winehouse movie coming out. It's kind of like
a hologram. Movie, dramatized movie or a docuseries or a documentary?
It is a movie. And I read that her dad had a ton of things to do with it. Like he insisted on creative control. And sure enough, in the trailer I saw, which was maybe a minute and a half, the dad was in the trailer like five different times, like cheering, driving, opening a door for Amy, like always being supportive.
That's the move.
It's called Back to Black.
It looked great. I love Amy Winehouse. Secret confession time, Lehman. Love Amy Winehouse. Not so secret.
I don't think that has to be a confession. She had some great jams.
She's a songstress.
Mm-hmm. She did.
Mm-hmm. Great
part of the 27 Club.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
I told Kennedy about that today. It's her birthday. Turns 27.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
She made it. Oh wait, you got to go to 28.
Yeah, you got to make it. 28. I got a month left.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Jeez, hanging on. Well, may as well move into a bubble right now. Just lock it in.
How's your crippling heroin addiction? Non-crippling? You'll make it.
Yeah, he's going to be fine.
She'll be fine. Yeah.
Liam will be all right.
What do we think of the weekend?
Oilers Talk brought to you by our friends at Snow Valley Aerial Park and Rainbow Valley Campground. Opening on May 31st, you got family fun all summer long. Attractions include the Aerial Tower, White Mud Creek Mining Company, Target Golf, and the all-new mini golf. I personally am excited about the Target Golf. I think ripping golf balls at the slopes is a great idea.
Smart use of space.
100%. Creekside East will be open for snacks and refreshments. Watch for on-hill events all summer long. If you want to do a little camp in Wanye, I recommend Rainbow Valley Campground. It is Edmonton's only campground. Visit rainbow-valley.com and book your spot today. What did I think about the weekend? Nothing was good.
Wrong. One thing was 50.
Good. Well, that was good.
That's all I care to remember.
It sullies it, though.
It didn't feel
like I'm
good.
Happy for him, but like, get your shit together.
But did you see his speech where he's like, to all the little kids out there, there might not be the best great. On their team.
He's the best.
The best. Is he the new Smitty? Honestly, man.
Without doubt.
This shit is growing Without on me big time. Like shouting out all the kids that suck and then saying he could be the new Zach.
First time I told you that I felt like he's the new Smitty, we weren't on the same page.
I wasn't on the same page with you, man. But he's growing. Like I loved him, but Smitty is Smitty.
Smitty's
the best modern day Oiler except for Connor and Leon.
Well, I think Smitty wishes he was Hyman.
Wow.
I think the torch has been passed.
It's been passed. And hey, Smitty's the godfather of the nation.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. So,
like, shout out, but like,
even our friend
Zach is in charge.
LeafsNation.com. The LeafsNation.com today had an article up right now saying Zach Hyman should still be with the Toronto
Raptors. Reddit.
Felt too bad.
You had your chance. You let him go for Michael Bunting.
And then let him go too.
Let him go too.
We were also having a laugh about how Zach Hyman found his way to Toronto. Do you know who he was traded for, Bag Milk?
No.
Do you know what team he was drafted by?
Florida.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's a trade, Florida and Toronto.
Brad Boys?
No.
No.
No. You're going to laugh. What do you think that?
The guy plays for Edmonton.
Currently?
Yes.
He's in the organization. So he's in Bakersfield. And we love
him. He has a great nickname and we love him.
Greg the Egg?
Greg the Egg.
No way.
Was traded for Zach Hyman.
No
way. Can you imagine?
Yeah. What a trade.
What a trade.
We got them both.
Yeah.
Like he did.
We're the real winners. Write your article about that.
Florida to Toronto was a bamboozling, and then Toronto to Edmonton was an even bigger boozling.
But like, I wonder what that is, though. Like, it's amazing his progression in the last 3 years. It's unbelievable.
He just works hard. Like
but there's more than that. He's like
a determined. He's got obviously skills, but like he figured out like his work ethic is obviously like one of the best.
He's so jacked
and he's determined. And so now he realized if I'm going to score, be like, yeah, I can go grind in the corners, but like I am also going to own the blue paint.
Well, there's
Smitty like to say there's a lot of money in the blue paint.
Is that what he said?
Well, and also he figured out how to play with Connor perfectly. He knows exactly where Connor needs him to be.
Him standing beside the net facing the point as his patented play is so tough.
Well, and like you can't move him. His legs are like trunks that you can't like even lift his stick. Like he owns his ice.
And to see other boys just elated when
they were so happy. So then why couldn't you fucking win the game? You lost in Toronto. Zach scores 50. You're all so happy. How the hell do we let that go?
They're sloppy.
Calvin, I know.
And old Brickard wasn't in there yesterday. Couldn't kill a penalty. Couldn't make a save.
Remember when Patrick Steffen missed that net and the Oilers came down and scored?
And then we
signed this kid.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
They lost that game.
They did.
How do you care to remember it? Me? I like thinking about him missing the net, going all the way down, and that was the last echo of the 06 Cup run the next
season. And won the Stanley Cup.
That was it.
The real win was signing his kid many years later.
Got his 100th point the other day. In a dub.
Where's he play anyway?
Portland. Hmm.
The Winterhawks, eh?
Mm-hmm.
I find that interesting. Of all the teams he could sign with, the James, Stefan.
You really have balls to sign where your dad.
I love it.
Hey,
first game is an Oiler. He's going to dump one right into the empty net. The play's going to go bananas.
We care more about that than Dallas fans care. So of this course. Is like the most high pressure.
They're like, who?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody remembers.
Patrick this goes Stephen. Like on the wall of Oilers memories, like the Hall of Fame of memories.
Do you think it's a bit weird they gave Modano a statue?
No.
No?
No.
Mike Modano statue? Is that you, Mike Modano?
You want to come?
No, he was.
Yeah.
He was with them forever. Like going back to the North Star days.
Yeah.
He was probably their all-time leading point.
We have a little look at Mike Modano. Yeah. He's got a cup
he's
there.
One of the top, like he's probably top three American scorers.
Yeah. Okay. That.
He why, played do you think, yeah, why do you think it's years weird? In Dallas and Minnesota?
20 years.
20 you don't
years.
Give everybody who played 20.
Yeah.
But like you go statue. Down to LA and they gave fucking what's his name a statue?
Wow. This is what I'm saying. Brown. Can't give everybody a statue.
Yeah. No. I think Mike Modano deserves.
Who's making the calls here? The statue.
Want a cup with them.
I want to know how the like statue
Modano.
Looks.
Yeah. Modano statue.
Well, why don't you think he should have got it?
I don't know. I just don't think he's in the great, 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 great pantheon of people who deserve statues.
Like top. Yeah. Top. He's one of the top five Americans.
At least his statue's all right.
I know like critical. Anze Kopitar, right?
Dustin Brown.
Oh, Dustin Brown.
Arguably the worst statue of all time.
Second worst, Ronaldo.
Yeah, Ronaldo's is great. Yeah.
Terrible.
When we went down to LA for the playoffs the last 2 years, I have to go around that side of crypto just to have a look at that thing.
So in the next like 30 years, is every arena going to have a statue of its best player out front?
Like,
I think so. Probably.
A Gilbert Arena statue in the NBA?
I don't know if he's the
well. If you're in like a,
I don't know.
The fun thing about crypto is they've got statues for all kinds of people up front.
Well,
they do.
It is a statue museum.
What else they got?
They got Kobe's out there.
Gretzky. They're gonna
Dustin
build.
Brown.
Well, they're gonna do like a Jonathan Quick,
really?
Anze Kopitar, Dustin Brown. Isn't that the
how many gonna, fucking
are they
statues?
Gonna honor that like dynasty.
As long as they take the head off the existing Dustin Brown statue and port it over because it's a masterpiece.
No, I think it's the same one.
Oh, as
they're
long as
gonna
it stays
build
there.
Around it, yeah.
As they should. Oh. I hope it's the same people then that build the other ones.
Will Shaq eventually get a statue somewhere?
He should have a.
He's
statue.
He's getting his number retired in Orlando now.
Oh, that's weird.
Which is like so like long after the fact.
Yeah.
Will LeBron get a statue in Cleveland?
Yeah.
Probably bring Cleveland? The championship back.
Yeah.
And it's LeBron.
The greatest, probably going to be the greatest player. All-time NBA points leader. You mm-hmm. should get one.
We're all
I wonder if the Miami? So are the Kings going to do it like how Toronto did it in front? Like they have all their retired players numbers, right?
And they're all sitting at them, like,
which is kind of a cool way to do it. Cool. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. I think cause like then it make like, it, then it looks like an art installation.
Yes. Yeah.
As opposed to like
some random statue
honor. Yeah. Like dear leaders type statue.
Well, when Connor wins the Stanley Cup in Edmonton and gets a statue, where does it go?
Will Connor get a statue?
Of course.
If there'll be a Gretzky and a Connor one day.
And I want to say when,
well, you can say when
he plays, you know, his whole career here and mm-hmm. wins us 2 cups, 3 cups, then yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be out there.
He deserves Will Leon like, get a statue?
He deserves a statue wherever the hell it makes. Like, he deserves a bridge, a statue.
Does Messier deserve a statue?
No.
He won 5
he
cups?
He won more cups, but Gretzky was also like the greatest player of all time.
I don't disagree with the Gretzky statue. Yeah. I'm just wondering where we...
Where I don't think
Dry statue like, on statues.
Drysdale might not, but they might name a street after him. Drysdale Way. Dry Saddle Drive.
Pissy Street?
Oh, everybody loves Pissy Avenue. Yeah.
I don't know why I jumped to 50th Street just because he scored 50 goals all the time. But
that's Hyman
that's
Street.
That's Zach Hyman Street.
They should name 29th Avenue Zach Hyman or Leon Avenue. Yeah. It's like way the hell out in Northeast Edmonton. And
it has nothing on it.
Well, it is interesting. Like Wayne,
hot bitch street.
Wayne Gretzky Drive now goes by just Ghost Town. Essentially,
it made so much sense at the time.
It did.
Yeah. Now it should be the White Bud. It should be Gretzky Drive.
Yeah. Let's rename it. All the business owners would be jacked about it.
I remember when they all had to rename
Tony them. Henday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever you did, nothing for nobody. Get out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sam Carrick Avenue now. Ring Road.
Sam Carrick Ring Road.
Everybody's getting down the Sam Carrick Road.
The mayor stands up during the playoffs. Any Oiler to score tonight gets the ring road named after him, Sam Carrick.
Connor Brown Avenue.
Connor Brown had momentum on the weekend. I thought he looked good.
Man. 2 goals in a week.
I know. I was very close to scoring again against Ottawa.
Yeah.
Goddamn Korpisalo.
I don't get him.
Like, he really elevates against us. He's annoying to play against.
But like, when you outshoot the opposition 3-1.
Oh, I know.
You should win the game.
So every time Ottawa came down, they had such great chances. We just let them in. It was nuts.
It was like they didn't get many shots. They had scored
two of the exact same goal.
Every shot was a scoring opportunity. Wide open net or wide open lane at the net.
Hit the ball 10 seconds in. That Vinny penalty was ridiculous.
Horrible.
Oh, so dumb. If you're going to call Vinny, then you got to call Brady Tkachuk for diving.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, even after the Vinny play, when Batherson does the turnaround one-handed swing of his stick, if you're calling that soft shit, then that soft shit should also be called. Mm-hmm.
That was such an annoying game.
And the Oilers couldn't kill anything.
I hate losing to Toronto. I hate it.
I hated it too, because our boy Adam Seaborn was just blowing my phone up the whole time.
I know.
I hate losing an early game because I'm like, well, time for bed. Like, when you get smoked on an 8 p.m. start, you can just go to bed mad and wake up forgetful.
Yeah.
But when it's a 4 p.m. start, you're like, well, time for bed. It's 6:53 p.m. Then you got to stomp around the house all night mad.
So I woke up at 2 a.m. this morning. Went straight to bed yesterday.
Sorry about the poop phone.
Mm-hmm. That is wild. I can only imagine the horrors that are stored in your brain from poop phone.
I was like, oh, it probably doesn't stink. Like, 4 hours later, I smelled it. I was like, shit.
That's what I mean. You got to get yourself some AirPods literally. If you're going to use that thing for a mobile device.
I remember when we went to Asia, I was like very anti-public bathroom going into this. And then I knew, like, if we're going to go to Thailand, we're going to go to Cambodia, we're going to go to Laos. You can't be that guy who's like, oh, I'm not going to the bathroom until I leave 3 weeks later. This is the next level of that. Mm-hmm. You just have to be like, you know what? The world's a disgusting place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have a child and you're so desensitized.
This sensitized me. This was a bit.
You're resensitized?
Well,
it's traumatic. It's a traumatic experience.
Like a diaper, I know it's transitory, coming and going, but poop phone's my phone.
That's true.
You use that to conduct business of sorts.
Well, everything I play, my games, I look at the internet and giggle, it's all on poop phone.
Yep. Do you think you're going to do one or you're just going to ride it out?
It depends. Depends how much I hear about it from the big
man. Did you get it in the charger and stuff?
Yeah.
Port.
I could take for sure my Otter case off. Like, I took it off and cleaned it all, scrub.
Yeah.
I could do with a new Otter case, probably. Goes without saying.
Well, there you have it.
There you go.
There you have it. If you have a fresh phone for Wanya.
Yeah.
Or a new Otter case. Nation HQ. Or not. Oh, yeah. An Otter box case. You know?
Who's the next game? Happy birthday, Kennedy.
Winnipeg.
Winnipeg.
Coming up in Winnipeg tomorrow.
It'll be a challenge, but they're sliding at the moment. They've lost
three in a row. Hellebuck had an 8-0-8 in his last game.
But he always just stands on his head against whoever. So he's just so annoying.
But Skinner does well against Winnipeg, too.
Facts.
Yeah. Last time they played him, it was a really tight game. The Oilers found a way to beat him.
They won, didn't they?
No, they won 3-1.
The one we lost was super tight.
Yeah, and it was because he went to overtime, but ironically, Skinner made that terrible mistake.
Oh, right. That's what it was.
The season, but he was really good in that game.
Yeah.
So I think they'll win tomorrow.
They need to, because what were you telling me before? LA is right on our heels again.
Yeah, LA's 3 points back.
Not great.
But they play Vancouver tonight. So I think the chase for first in the Pacific is over.
We killed this weekend. We killed our pursuit for first place. So now it's just solidify home ice.
Got to get home ice.
But Vegas and St. Louis play tonight.
That's a big, like,
that's huge.
Well, I was a Wild fan last week. Now I'm a St. Louis Blues fan.
Which era?
Current.
Wow.
To try to
OG Gretzky
dethrone and push out Vegas.
Speaking of Gretzky era St. Louis Blues, I saw them wear those like red ones a little while ago.
With all the notes.
Those are very odd jerseys.
Oh, they're terrible.
Some of those 90s jerseys.
I was a White Midwest guy. We had to wear them awful. Too. Because we were always so tied at the hip with the Blues.
Were you?
Yeah, they made a version of it. Yeah.
Wait, were you the White Midwest Blues?
No, but like, well, there was a White Midwest Blues, but that wasn't my team. But they always kind of adopted what the St. Louis Blues were doing with their jerseys.
Weird.
So when they did that, we did that. Now I don't think, now there's a huge dissemination between the two. But
I guess I remember the old ones, the blue and yellow with like the stripes.
Yeah,
of course.
One thing I'm confused about Saturday's game against Toronto is how they started so badly.
so badly.
For 40 minutes, they were awful.
But they, that power play, when they got right away, they were kind of buzzing. Like Drysdale had a really good chance.
First couple of shifts.
Samsonov saved kind of towards the end of it, and then it just all disappeared. It was stupid.
We were so sloppy.
Yeah. It was awful.
Wasn't a good weekend. If you ignore Zach Hyman's 50th goal.
I hit a massive bet on Saturday.
Well, that was funny because how many legs were on that thing? 10?
Seven.
You hit a seven-leg parlay?
Seven-leg prop parlay.
What for turned some reason, what to what?
$2,250 into $697. That's why there's donuts here today.
Those are from you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What did you donuts?
What did you, what was
I only could have put that on O-N-E, eh?
What would, was your win?
That would
what
really help prop? You climb.
Oh, it was Hyman goal, Matthews goal, Nylander point, Ekholm shot prop, Boost shot prop, Dry shot prop. I think that was it. Maybe it was six. It was just that.
Wow.
And that was 33 plus 3,300.
That's incredible.
It's fun. Like those long parlays are the new lotto tickets to me.
Hold on. Rewind. Boost shot prop?
Yeah.
Well, you hate Boost.
I
likes money.
Boosh is, well, Boosh is amazing offensive. Did you see?
He took a rough, he had a rough time. You see how good he was Saturday.
Defensive this weekend?
Back to back Saturdays, he made the same mistake.
Like,
ridiculous. That was like,
that's what frustrates me about Boosh.
But you still bet on him,
of course, because it was a point, it was offense related.
That's full controller disconnected.
Oh, man. And so, like, that's why he can't be a legitimate number one.
Do you know what's frustrating actually about the Boosh play? And I just thought about it. In the first period, they were showing Joel Edmondson absolutely burying Connor McDavid.
He fucking owned us that entire game.
Yeah. And then Bouchard has the opportunity. Different players, of course, but like you could have probably done the same to Matthews and you chose not to. Yeah. And he didn't do anything.
Total control of that situation.
Didn't want to touch him and then just let it all go. It was crazy. He could have done the same to McKinnon. Man. McKinnon the other week too.
Like, if he blows up Matthews, he goes back to the bench at King.
Yeah, 100%. His entire reputation changes.
Who?
Reputation.
Whose reputation?
Bouchard. If he buries Matthews.
Oh,
I love Evan Bouchard, whatever. But his lack of urgency in the D zone drives me crazy.
Well, that's the so you got to get him. Why is he on the ice against Matthews? Like all against that line?
Yeah, come
right. It's just like it's well. Understood, but still.
On the flip side, Ekholm's on fire.
Ekholm is fire.
Fucking 8 points in his last six.
And low-key offensive.
Him and Henrik.
That's a defenseman. He's like arguably top 10 D in the league.
But like that's a defenseman.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's our number one.
You want six Ekholms.
He's our number one.
He's the number one
for sure. Oh, he's the number one for sure. Isn't he plus 60 since he got here?
Yeah, something like that. Some bananas. And he's like quietly putting up a half point per game pace all season. Nobody even says anything about it. Top 5
Oilers D of all time.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
He's their best defenseman since Pronger,
but I'm wondering.
He's
like,
playing like that. Like, let's have him play here for a while and establish a little bit of
like
a
80s Oilers legacy. Great D, obviously Paul Coffey, but then it kind of slides.
I mean, there's Charlie Huddy's in there.
Yeah, Huddy was legit.
Kevin Lowe.
Kayla. Oh yeah, Kayla's. But he wasn't like offensive plus 60. He was like the best blue collar defenseman of all time, Kayla. No?
Yeah, I think he was more blue collar, like shut down than
he doesn't have a lot of points if you look at Caleb's career. He's got shit ton of cups and yo.
3 million games played.
Yeah.
I hit a big bet this weekend.
Did you buy donuts?
Oh, it wasn't as big as yours.
Well, it doesn't have to be that big.
Maybe I'll get donuts tomorrow then, since I hit it. I bet anytime goal scorer Zach Hyman, specifically for the second period against Ottawa when they were going on the power play, plus 400.
Ooh,
yeah. Surprised it was that like plus 400 is great, but I'm surprised it wasn't like higher given the specificity of the bet.
I bet it was because they were going right into the power play. Yeah. And then Drysdale scored. I was like, well, there goes that chance. And then right after he scored, anyway, so very nice. Plus 400.
What is, I know you're not supposed to ask people how much they bet. I know I'm supposed to ask you, but I actually just want to know how much you bet. Just on the long shot.
I put $25 on that.
Nice.
What does that come out to? 800 bones?
Yeah. Yeah. 800, I wish. No.
125.
Like, 125.
5-1.
Oh.
So that'll pay the bills.
Is that how people bet? Like, do they bet lots of props or do they generally bet money line? Like, how do
most money line is pretty, doesn't have much value. This weekend against Toronto is pretty, like, this weekend was good. Toronto, because I think the others were only like minus 130.
I didn't like, we were dogs. It drives me fucking nuts. That's why I didn't touch the
other. We were the favorites. Against Toronto.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I meant the reverse.
Right. And then Toronto was like plus whatever. But like Ottawa yesterday, I think the others were minus 400 favorites, something like that.
What does that mean?
It means you will not win anything. Like if you put $10 on, I think you win four. I can't even
quantify. And this is why I like decimals. Because it would have been 1.25 to 1. So every dollar is $1.25.
Nice luck.
That's easy.
I still don't get it.
It means, because I think with the minuses, how it works is if you to win, everything's based off a $100 unit. So I think you'd have to bet $400 to win $500, to win $100.
It's about $400 to win $100.
Like, yes. To net $100.
Good Lord.
So you get $500 back, I believe is how the minus system
works. Right, that is right.
See, yeah. My brain just computes like, if the minus is too big, then I just don't bet on it.
Yeah, so it'd be 1.25 to 1. 1.25 to 1. 100, 400 into 500, yeah.
You know?
Did you see, who the hell was it? Dez Bryant?
That guy? Yeah. That is a good gentleman, yeah.
He bet like 60 grand or some shit and got back like $500,000 or something I saw on the weekend, and they hand paid him.
Oof.
They said this huge brick of cash they gave him, and he was like, yeah. And it was a 10 bloody leg parlay hit.
That reminds me of when we went on the plastic ponies and they played out Tyler, like, what was it? Like $1,200 in cash.
Yeah.
And he's so happy holding his hand out and getting them counted into his hand. It's the greatest. I have the photos of it. I love those pictures. It's almost time to get our tax money back from that pony.
Yes, it is tax season.
Which reminds me, I got to do my taxes. Apologies to my accountant.
Yeah, till the end of April.
Yeah.
No rush.
They're hassling me. And I just tell them I'm almost done.
Same thing.
I haven't started. Tales old as time.
Yeah, I haven't started.
You're the only one.
Yep.
Almost done. Everyone's almost done until April 29th. And they're still almost done.
For our friends at Bet99 is the number one online gaming experience in Canada, built by Canadians for Canadians. Elevate your experience with Bet99. With fast payouts and smooth transactions, provided that you are 19 plus, can play responsibly, and you're not a person in Ontario. Got a couple of futures I'm asking you about. March Madness. Are you paying attention to our bracket? I am in dead last.
I'm actually doing pretty good.
I have no idea. I haven't looked.
Juan, you still paying really attention to March Madness?
I got an eye on it.
Because who did you like last week?
Dufresne.
Am I leading?
You're in sixth.
I don't know where they are.
That's not really good.
Well, you're like tied for second.
Well, then say I'm tied for
sixth. Well, I just saw you were sixth, and then you wanted to phone, so I had to maneuver quickly.
So currently,
but as soon as Creighton or Connecticut, is it UConn, falls out of this, I am in the running.
So currently, UConn.
Holy cow, there's a lot of people in this.
How many we got in there? 60? Because all I know is I'm dead last or second to last.
Second to last, yeah.
Who'd you pick?
I don't remember.
You really leaned on Purdue, eh?
Well, I like their mascots. They had two of them.
Are you tanking for Macalini or some shit?
Yeah. Well, I also had BYU going Tudini quite far because...
Tankalini for Hacabrini? What's his name?
Celebrini.
Whatever.
Celebrini. Because BYU's mascot...
in for Macklin.
Looks like he's been raving at 4 a.m. So I just liked him. I liked the cut of his jib, and I thought they'd go a long way as a result. They did not.
Like Gritty.
Mm-hmm. Madness. Kind of. So currently, according to our friends at Bet99, UConn favored to win March Madness plus 215.
They've dropped down. They were plus 400 going in.
Okay, hold on. So plus 215. So you put $10 down and you'll win $25 back?
Yeah.
Plus your money, it's you to $35.
Okay.
Because plus 250 is 3.5 to 1.
I understand.
Houston Cougars up next at plus 525.
You should bet on them to go deep. Who doesn't love a Cougar?
Purdue plus 600. Arizona Wildcats plus 875. North Carolina plus 1200.
Where's Alabama?
That's who I picked.
In the South.
They're not listed.
In the top five.
This is not good.
You know?
That's who I picked.
Lehman. But this tournament doesn't make sense ever.
I won the first nine. I did pretty good, actually.
Do you know what you're doing when you pick those, or did you do something like I did where you just pick mascots?
I didn't know
Grand Canyon was a school.
No. That's just people who live feral in the Grand Canyon. They get together once a year and play basketball, then go back and live in the hills.
That would make sense.
I've been living in these hills 40 years. They only come out to dunk.
You're looking for the Crimson Tide, Lehman?
Yes.
Plus 3,500.
Well, they're so far so good. I don't even know where they're at, but they're still in. Mm. So are they in the Sweet 16 now? Are they in the East, South, West, or Midwest?
They're somewhere.
They got to be South on Alabama.
You think so?
That's what I would thought.
Southeast?
No. Nope.
Thinking general geography?
Not there.
Oh, they're in the North.
Are they in the Midwest? They're in... they are in... Nope. Oh, there they are in the West.
I don't know why it bothers me, but there's a lot of kids that play in this March Madness tournament that wear t-shirts under their jerseys, and I don't like
it. It's a college thing.
I don't like it.
I know. I don't get it.
They're showing the guns off, man.
Some of them wear like Lycra sleeves on their arms and legs, too, but that's for injuries, isn't it?
Well, technically, looks cool. Yes, but
to look gangster?
Yeah.
I think it's just like, who is it? Allen Iverson always had that shit on.
But he had something wrong with his arm, didn't he, originally?
I have no idea.
I think he had a reason, and then everybody just wanted to look like AI.
I thought it looked cool, because he had one on his leg, too, or the opposing leg, something like that.
Did you see that thing a few years ago? Because sometimes they do this final in, like, a football stadium. I think it was...
That's how it happened.
Exactly. Wisconsin versus whoever, and there was a slight breeze in the football stadium, and it was, like, throwing off everybody's shots.
That's interesting. No,
it was
final to a final four.
It was like the final four or whatever. Yeah.
Then they've done it once.
They did.
And they should never do it again.
100%. It was like Wisconsin versus someone when Frank Kaminsky was on the team.
They played it on an aircraft carrier out to sea.
Anyone can bet.
The breeze was too much. Yeah. And the breeze threw him off.
That's what blew me away. Who was it playing tennis? Was it Tiger hitting balls in Dubai? Didn't someone play tennis on the helipad?
Oh, yeah, Roger Federer.
How come the ball didn't get blown away by the wind?
Oh, it probably was a factor for sure. Like, it was just to get the photo op.
Okay. I think played a match.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe.
Wow, you hit the ball and a gust of wind blows that bitch off and then you fall off.
You mentioned Tiger. I was just playing around on YouTube the other day, and in my algorithm it had Tiger Woods' best moments from like the 90s.
Oh, boy.
Kind of forgot how dominant he was.
Dude, insanely dominant.
Unreal.
Like, I don't think that can ever be matched.
No, not with Liv.
Speaking of which, I wrapped up Full Swing. So good this season with the Liv stuff.
Ooh,
fantastic.
Can you imagine like 21-year-old Tiger Woods playing for Liv and playing in shorts?
He probably wouldn't have turned down a Billy.
Three rounds a year or a week and eight rounds a year.
I wonder what Papa Earl would have said about Liv.
Take the money. Probably.
Have you watched Full Swing at all, Wanya?
No.
Because when they talk to Dustin Johnson, his answers are very funny. He's just like, yeah, they paid me more and I golf less. Of course.
Yeah.
It's very matter of fact, and I appreciate it.
The Ian Poulter one where they talk about Liv is funny.
Yeah.
He's like, I could barely survive. He's like, dude.
His career earnings like 200 million. He's like, yeah, I had to do what's best for my family. I'm like,
wouldn't making $200 million have helped your family?
I don't. You made the decision. Just be honest.
Yeah, just say
it was a lot of fucking money. So you took it. It's not because like,
but like what does that guy really want at that point of his life? Like, you just always find new stuff to want. Like, he's like, you know what? The hardwood on my yacht is atrocious to live. Like, what more do you want in life after 200 million in revenue?
The funny part, I haven't watched season two yet, but the Ian Poulter one in the first season, when he was talking about wanting to play on a Ryder Cup, it's like, man, we just spent the first 20 minutes talking about you not making cuts anymore. And now you're like, I'm going to make the Ryder Cup team, but I can't do it if I'm on live. It's like, I think that dream is long gone anyway for you.
You know, Bloody
but he was a gamer though.
He was unbelievable.
He was one of the Ryder so Cup fun. Gamers.
A legend of the Ryder Cup. Yes.
You know what blows me away is when they show these lists of the 10 highest paid athletes of all time. That Nicklaus and Palmer are like 1.6 and 1.5 million billion, sorry, aggregate earnings.
Nicklaus from all their stuff.
Nicklaus and Palmer are top 10 all time. Yeah. It's like Tiger, Bloody Jordan, and then they're there too.
Because like they make money from course design. But
both of them are there. Like that's wild to me. That like a fringe, not golf isn't fringe, but it's not the big four. And they haven't been competitively going in what, 20, 30 years, and they're still top 10.
So I just pulled up a article from Sportico that did some 50 highest paid athletes of all time adjusted for inflation for 2023,
Wanya. Sure.
Can I interest you in a couple of those?
Well, tell me where Nicklaus and Palmer are at.
Jack Nicklaus on this list is number 6 and Arnold Palmer is number 4.
They must have pushed, like, how do they both get that rich is what blows me away. You think there's only like one pie of money and they're both like, I'll take half, and then they're both still
Arnold
there.
Palmer invented that drink and that probably lifted
drink
him up.
And he like wasn't he one of like the founders of the line? Golf Channel?
Yes, he was. You're right.
Like there's a lot of
And he had clubs, Palmer clubs.
My grandpa used to exclusively wear Arnold Palmer shirts.
Yeah, he had clothing.
And Nicklaus did a lot of course design, but still like 1.5 billion worth of course design.
Well, adjusted to today's dollars. But
even if it isn't adjusted for today's dollars, unless I'm reading these lists wrong, I think they're still in the top 10 list of all time paid athletes.
Currently the GOAT, Wanya. Eat a goat. Michael Jordan, 3.75 billy.
Oh, and that is just accumulating immensely year over year.
And he sold his stake in the Hornets.
Thank goodness.
Why do you say that?
Because it was an awful run.
Because now he also owns a NASCAR team.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, which I learned in full speed after just watching that docuseries. Yeah. Likes NASCAR.
Did you know Tiger Woods' caddy was the number one paid athlete from New Zealand?
Yes. Steve Williams.
Yeah, that was funny.
Number two. You brought up Tiger Woods. He is listed currently at $2.66 billion.
But Elon had a lot of that.
Why would happen? Number three, Cristiano Ronaldo, 1.92. Arnold Palmer listed at 1.76.
Like, how much money did you make off that drink? I guess it's in 7-Eleven and shit. Like,
it's delicious. You know, lemonade and iced tea. Come on. Everybody's having a good time with that. Best of both worlds. Rounding out the top 10 really quickly. LeBron James is 5. Jack Nicklaus is 6, and he was listed at 1.67. Lionel Messi also listed at 1.67. David Beckham, 1.5. Roger Federer, 1.49. Floyd Mayweather, number 10 at 1.48. And then Phil Mickelson, 11 at 1.43.
I know he makes bank, but wow.
Like Floyd Mayweather he never really lost a fight, so he didn't really... He did train a lot.
But he owned all his TV and stuff like...
That's and Arnold right. Palmer's like, you ever mix lemonade and iced tea together? That's me.
Mike Tyson is at 18 on this list. I don't feel as good about that fight anymore.
Why?
Because Jake Paul gets to wear headgear and stuff.
He does?
Does he really?
But Tyson doesn't?
Tyson does not.
Does that seem fair? Shouldn't Tyson get to wear headgear too?
Or Jake Paul wears no headgear and goes night-night real fast.
Like, at least that's an acknowledgement to the GOAT.
Yeah.
You know that Tyson's going to try.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's zero likelihood he would take a punt, like throw a fight or any of that.
His training videos are now fun.
I don't really care about any of Jake Paul's fight, but I'm going to watch this.
This will be the number one fight of all time for viewership. Netflix free?
Is free?
Free on Netflix. Well, you have to have a subscription.
Yeah, but...
But that's wild, man.
Yeah.
So when is it? July something, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Jake Paul's so crazy. Like, oh, YouTuber fights old Mike Tyson. Like, if you explain that to yourself in the 1999, you're like, what the fuck? In the future, singers fight guitar players. Like, what?
Speaking of Tyson, did you see that bite in the UFC this weekend? That was crazy. Yeah, did you see that?
No.
His bicep?
Yeah,
someone bit him.
Ooh.
And he got tattooed, the teeth.
I remember that. I remember watching that fight live, the Holyfield-Tyson fight where he bit his ear off. Back in the 90s, Lehman, boxing was huge.
Isn't that crazy?
It's amazing I didn't break the skin.
Yeah. That guy got fired from the UFC after the fight, too.
Really?
Holy cow, that is a wild bite.
Yeah, they fight.
He's fighting Jake Paul. That probably hurts so bad.
Probably coming though.
Brutal. A bite fight.
Have you seen that slap league Dana White's trying to get going?
That thing is nuts.
This is not right. I don't like UFC personally because I feel like it's human cockfighting. This slap league to me ends with someone's head popping off.
MMA
or like a busted eardrum or something.
There's skill and strategy. That's just like, how hard can I freaking
like it must blow out your fucking eardrum.
Has to.
Like absolutely club
him. Has to.
The pressure on your brain of you getting a I don't like it, man. It doesn't make me feel good.
I sound like a dinosaur when I talk about hockey because I like fighting and hits, but that is not.
They're inventing CTE reducing helmets, and everybody's running around these big old baubles on their head, and they got the slap league.
Yeah,
where you just like you put your hands down, you hold the guard, and you take her. No defending
for like $8,000, you know, and then you can't hear for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good trade-off.
In Coral Gables, Florida, and sign autographs at local swap meets.
You
and shit.
Wish.
Yeah, you're showing up at like a flea market.
Aspiring slappers.
I don't understand how they sell that to people. Like, how are you? Like, you know what? I am gonna go into the slap league. Go deaf in both ears within two matches and then have a CTE filled life thereafter.
And it's never different. Like at least the UFC, every fight is different. You don't really know how it's going to end. The slap league. Someone's just going to get slapped and knocked out.
And you can get slapped every several fight. Times.
And yeah, they go back and forth.
Yes, until one guy dies basically. That don't strike me as right.
So I was just curious about some attendance and stuff. So this is a little bit old, but in March of 2023, they had a slap fight event. Power Slap League is what it's called. At the O2 Arena. Would that be in London?
Oh, yeah. No.
The attendance was 17,588. It was also on pay-per-view and brought in an estimated $8.6 million in pay-per-view earnings.
He's paying these guys like $100 appearance fee.
Yeah, it seems
one earplug. You won't need two.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like it.
No.
I've seen a real cockfight in Mexico.
I've seen
in
them
a stadium.
As well. I saw
with the razor blades and everybody waving money.
It's televised in Thailand.
This
is much, much worse.
I went to one in the Philippines in Manila, and they sat us rinkside for it. I'm like, what's going on? Like I knew what I was doing, but I didn't know about the blades. I didn't know that was a thing. Yeah. And then after one of them went down, they go in the rink, hold it up and yell out dinner time. And everyone went bananas. And the betting on that thing was wild.
But that's like 1,000 times more humane than Slap Fight League. Those are chickens. Who gives a shit? We eat 10 trillion a day. These are human beings with like kids and junk. I don't know, man.
Well,
I'm amazed they can get like licensed for that. They just like pitch the Nevada Gaming Commission. Like, you know, boxing, right?
Got an idea.
Yeah. Most of that out the window.
Yeah.
Just big guys.
Safety
slapping.
Gone. Yeah. Imminent danger.
The Olympic boxing people like we wear headgear and they don't. I think they get to wear mouth guards.
Yeah. For sure.
There's no strategy.
No, there's not. And there's no defense either. You just take it.
I don't like it. We're not far away from dueling.
You know what? Which I'm down for.
Yeah.
Dana White's like, I can get dueling approved.
Yeah. I can get it approved anywhere.
Yeah.
I would love to watch.
We got to go to Madagascar and fight in an oil rig slightly off the main shore, but I can get that approved.
Feels like it's probably coming. Dana White will have his own streaming service of some kind. We're going off seas.
If or somebody said tomorrow morning, we're killing somebody live on television and it's sponsored by Monster Energy. I swear the ratings would be 100 million
huge.
People watching.
Huge. It goes back to our gladiator days.
Well, they used to back in the day, put people in the town square and like kill them for like days and shit. People go watch and bring in lunch. Better times.
Something to consider. You know, we're always looking for things to do, Lehman.
A lot of options. They could just put it on Fight Island that Dana White already owns.
I'd watch that.
Fire Island?
Fight Island.
Yeah, Fight Island. And maybe the people date each other just to like satisfy both of my loves.
Because of COVID?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the island he could do his bouts on, even though the world was shut down.
Yeah. And now only Russian fighters fight there now because they can't go anywhere else.
weird future timeline.
Wani, did you hear the Drake verse or not the Drake verse, the Kendrick Lamar verse where he disses Drake and J. Cole?
Yes.
Thoughts?
I don't know, man. These are all country club rappers sparring with one another.
That's what I thought when I first heard it.
Stupid. Kendrick, honestly, I swear to God, you've wasted your legacy. You're the Pearl Jam of rappers, Kendrick Lamar. early in your life, you killed it. Everyone thought you were going to be the GOAT, and then you spent your time screwing around fighting Ticketmaster.
The last one had no jams on it either. No, and 95 was good, but the rest of it, there's no jams.
But like Good Kid, Mad City.
Oh, masterpiece.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then that's Pearl Jam 10.
Yeah. Yeah. Good verse, though. That Future. Who's the other guy? I don't even know who that is.
Who?
The Future album that just came out that song's on.
Oh, Metro Boomin?
Yeah.
He's a music producer.
Oh,
we never trusted you or whatever. Yeah, he's a big time music producer.
That album's good though.
He's now to the point where he gets to make his own songs and put his name on. He's reached DJ Khaled levels.
Cool.
Yeah. That's a good album for sure.
It's a really good album.
Sure.
They need more shtick though. I want more guys yelling out their own names at the beginning of songs.
You know what's good is Vultures 2.
Vultures 2 is really good. Wait a minute, Vultures 2?
Yeah.
Where do you find that?
YouTube. They're doing listening parties.
I haven't heard that.
They got it out.
Is he going to have trouble clearing those songs again like he did in the first one?
Like the Everybody Backstreet's Back song?
Yeah.
That's a good song.
It's a great song.
Never hear it on iTunes.
Where'd it go? Only on YouTube? It's on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's on YouTube. I think it's a little bit weird how he keeps that sassy new wife of his wearing no clothes and going out for dinner with his kid and shit. That's
a little bit odd. Strange to look at.
What are you teaching your kid?
Well, he also wears sock shoes, so... Mm-hmm.
Like, I get the nod to Kim. You're like, well, easy come, easy go. Here's a new one. But don't take your kid out.
He's got a type.
When you got the new gal with her buns out. Come on now.
Buns always out.
Unbelievable.
Pants optional in that.
She's an architect.
She really?
Yes. She was one of the heads of design for Yeezy.
And now she just does what?
She's married to Kanye West.
Walks around with like weird costumes on.
She's
nothing.
She is responsible for his worldwide press tour. Most people right now know who she is. It's wild.
That is wild. Did she just get in trouble though? She was naked in France or something?
Yeah, man. She's naked every which way.
Well, normally the French are accepting of such things. Lehman, thoughts on Paris?
No comment.
It's just, it doesn't exist.
Don't like it. No, not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're not going to marry Bianca Censori if she were to break up with Kanye?
I don't even know who that is.
I see.
The feud runs deep. It's a cultural thing.
Yep. It's thousands of years. I don't know how long you Brits been around.
Since the beginning, I believe.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Listen to them.
Listen. They can trace their bloodline back to the dinosaurs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I believe so.
Any commentary on your countryman, poor Kate?
Sad.
Kind of crazy, yeah.
Sending her our best.
Been a bit of a run for the royal family.
There's a lot of people that delete some tweets, I'll tell you that much.
Good.
Yeah. When the internet convinces itself of shit, man, we're now 0-2 of late. The internet is never wrong.
What was the first one?
Ohtani.
Oh, yeah.
And now look at what that's doing.
That is a whole other thing.
That is that just gets more unpacked.
Do you see how they're just like, oh, this guy didn't work for the Red Sox. This interpreter didn't go to university. This interpreter never went to school. This interpreter killed a guy with a fork. Like, they're just trying to throw this poor bastard under the bus to save Ohtani.
Do we assume that he's just doing the, you know, rap entourage thing?
Yes.
Yeah, he's got it.
He's like the brakes on your car. He is currently fulfilling his purpose.
Yeah.
And Ohtani's like, you may have to go to jail for this. And he's like, I'll do it. And then he's going to buy him a mountain in Osaka and say, you kick it there, old boy.
On Dana White's Duel Island.
This could go down as the biggest falling on the knife for your boy since Samurai's. Like, for real.
Do they have like, how long is he going to have to go to jail for?
Well, I don't know. It depends on what's going to happen here, man. They're opening an investigation. Now, you can trust an MLB investigation about this much, but still. Remember those same guys who looked into steroids? Like, that seems to be fine. Houston Astros, they're all now playing again. No one lost a ring.
Oh, they bang on the garbage cans. No big deal.
The people
George Springer, beloved Blue Jay.
The people on Twitter, they're like, you have to let Pete Rose into the Hall of Fame, though, if you don't send Ohtani to jail. Like, that won't happen.
It always comes back to Pete Rose, doesn't it?
They love Pete Rose. He should be in the Hall of Fame.
He probably should.
The players it to happen to is Shohei Ohtani after that deal, too.
Wow. He doesn't strike me as a guy who bets on sports.
But you have to have an outlet. He doesn't do anything. He just plays baseball all day
long. But like, that's like when they're in the moment playing their sport, like that's all they eat, sleep and breathe.
But then why did Michael Jordan play so much gambling stuff? Because he needs that high all the time.
Well, he's like degenerate. Ohtani's like, but like, I shouldn't say an adrenaline junkie, but like he's always chasing.
I think it's far more likely a man who makes a $700 million contract after having made $700 million. I find it far more likely he's betting $4.5 million on non-baseball sports, they said.
So then what'd the problem be if it's not baseball?
They don't want them betting on sports, period.
But like, I don't understand why. If they're not betting on their own sport, let them do it. In my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's betting on McDavid.
They're
going to
have a real tough way.
This is going to be interesting to see. Like, MLB is like, at all costs, he has to be.
Yeah.
He has to play.
Like, this is Michael Jordan go to play baseball for a year. Maybe he has to go play for the Bulls for a year.
Oh, fun.
He's the Lakers.
Yeah, becomes a Laker.
You got to go be an LA Laker.
Cool.
Somebody in LA has got to make this revenue. Like, imagine you're the Dodgers right now.
Yeah.
Why did this get, like, how did this get leaked? Like, how did this hit
the open? I wonder if this is Blue Jays revenge.
Oh,
that's sushi restaurant's revenge. Yeah, like, we thought we had a restaurant rezo for 50 people on Ohtani night.
Kikuchi called us.
We kept the private room closed. Look into Mr. Ohtani.
$5,000. We're going to get our pound of flesh.
Look into Mr. Ohtani, will you? Thank you.
Anyway.
Terrible.
We're going to follow it. We will follow it.
Did you see how he's staying beside Betts on the field last night?
Oh, I did see that. Yeah.
So like he's like taking warm up and it's Ohtani and then the Betts guy standing beside him. Like, they got to trade that Betts guy right fucking now. We don't need that happening again.
Oh, and that's the kind of stuff that the internet latches on to. It's like the Brady Dick jersey swap thing. It's
I just feel like Ohtani's awesome. So like above it all and aloof that he's just like sitting in a room. They're like, did you bet on sports? And he's just there. Blinking, not saying a word. Like, we can't figure this out. I mean, this guy's not saying shit. He doesn't have an interpreter.
Yeah.
The interpreter's just been shipped home in a box, eh?
Well, I know is that his new interpreter, he better have his shit dialed in.
Well, they're saying like, oh, Ohtani didn't even know the interpreter. The Dodgers hired him for him. But at the same time, he has it in his contract. If you fire my interpreter, I can quit.
Yeah.
Pretty good clause for a random guy you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
How interesting.
It is interesting. There you have it. Oh. Some Ohtani talk.
He won't say one word.
No.
No.
And he'll just hit 900 dingers and everyone will be like, well, Pete Rose can't.
What scandal?
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as the Dodgers are winning, he's hitting bombs. Come on. He's not pitching this year.
No.
Got to wait
for
next year.
More time to bet. I mean, I still love you, Ohtani. And if I go to a Dodgers game this year, I will be purchasing your jersey.
I will absolutely purchase an Ohtani Dodgers jersey and his interpreter.
For his interpreter jersey? A jersey?
Somebody's got to get one. Guy deserves it.
Yeah. Jeez. You want to talk about being the ultimate bro?
A team guy. that is a team
ultimate
guy.
You think Valtteri Bottas is the ultimate team guy? This I guy thought he was. Just who's that guy? That.
Valtteri.
F1 driver.
F1 driver. He was Lewis Hamilton's teammate for a long time. By the way,
give the lead away back to Lewis to win.
The Aussie Open this weekend, no Max. Third lap, he was out. And I'm like, oh my God, we got a race.
Lewis went out too.
Yeah.
And then Appendix Man. Call a science one. I love
all the memes. Yeah. Hey, Sean Leclerc on the doctor's table, like, take them all. Like, they're always struggling to like, lose weight on the car and now lose weight on the driver by taking out his organs. He got his appendix taken out. Anyways. Play.
Real Life Podcast brought to you by DoorDash, Bet99, Snow Valley Aero Park, and Rainbow Valley Campground. That is your Monday episode in the books. Tyler is still dead. We will be back on Thursday with or without Christopher Chalmers. Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.